This update is sponsored by M3 Wireless and M3 Fiber, your best choice for internet service in the Thumb of Michigan, with low-income plans starting at $30 a month. For more information, go to m3isp.com. Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Dina Bruderak. Here on County, alongside communities nationwide, are gearing up to observe the revered National Day of Prayer this week. Set for Thursday, May 2nd, the annual event will take place on the Huron County Courthouse lawn, starting at noon. Leading the charge is Marie Keel, president of the Women's Christian Temperance Union, who is initiating the local tradition and has been for two decades. Inspired by televised glimpses of other states gathering and pray for full unity, Keel sparked a beacon of spiritual solidarity in the community. Reflecting on past endeavors, Keel recalls initiatives like the Life Chain, a demonstration against abortion, and underscores the importance of communal prayer and testimonies of divine intervention. Attendees can expect a program encompassing prayer, patriotic songs and hymns, along with reflections on the seven mountains of influence, representing various societal spheres where divine guidance is sought. And Shetlers in Pigeon proudly reveals the first of the upgraded blessing box stands, resembling miniature libraries. This initiative, led by Melissa Deming, emphasizes durability and community collaboration in aiding those in need. Crafted by North Huron Schools Workshop, these stands blend education and community service, symbolizing collaboration and altruism. With over 30 boxes across the region and more locations joining, the project gains momentum, supported by organizations like the Huron County Community Foundation. To get involved, whether by hosting a blessing box or contributing in other ways, community support is vital in making a difference, one box at a time. View Thumb Blessing Boxes Facebook page for the complete list of Thumb Blessing Boxes. As construction progresses and more locations participate, the future promises improved resources and aids for those in need here in our community. And it's almost time for students to learn what rural life in the Thumb was like back in the early 1900s. The annual school tours of the Thumb Octagon Barn and Agricultural Museum will be Wednesday, May 15th through Friday, May 17th. The tours offer a unique educational learning experience for students from preschool on up through 8th grade. During the tours, hundreds of children from throughout the state will attend the unusual learning experience that brings what rural life was like more than a century ago. The theme for this year is a century jewel. In recognition of the barn's 100th birthday, students will get to experience what attending a one-room school was like, pet farm animals, see a working blacksmith shop, a sawmill, a cider mill, a powerhouse, walk over a covered bridge, play some games the children did back then, and much more. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Are you looking for a faster, more reliable internet connection? M3 Wireless has expanded again with new towers in Linwood, Pinconning, Kilcullen, Bay City, Essexville, and Munger. This is Trista. Why choose M3 Wireless? Because our speeds are true speeds, not up to speeds. Call M3 Wireless for the fastest, most reliable, most affordable internet connection. If you live in Bay, Huron, Lapeer, Saginaw, Sanilac, St. Clair, or Tuscola counties, you owe it to yourself to call M3 Wireless for the best internet connection for your home or business. Plans start at just $50 a month. These prices include taxes and fees. So if your plan is $50 per month, you pay $50 per month. And no add-on charges. Even though the ACP low income program is ending, our M3 Wireless low income plans will stay the same at just $40 per month for qualified customers. These are lock-in rates, which means sign up now and the rates will never go up. Plus, receive free installation when you sign a one-year contract. Call M3 Wireless today at 989-269-2306 or go online at m3isp.com. M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet connectivity in Eastern Michigan.
Welcome back to Thumb Broadcasting for more news. Small towns in Oklahoma are beginning a long cleanup after tornadoes flattened homes and buildings and killed at least four people, including an infant. The damage Monday was extensive in the community of Sulphur. A tornado late to Saturday crumpled many downtown buildings and sheared the roofs off houses across a 15-block radius. Weather officials said at least 22 tornadoes touched down in Oklahoma. Many hit after dark, which makes them particularly dangerous. The Oklahoma Department of Emergency Management said hospitals across the state reported about 100 injuries, including people who were apparently cut or struck by debris. Dozens of tornadoes wrecked Iowa and Nebraska on Friday, killing one person. And Donald Trump's hush money case resumes Tuesday with testimony from Gary Faro. He is a banker who helped Trump's former attorney, Michael Cohen, open accounts. Cohen used one to buy the silence of porn performer Stormy Daniels. She alleged a 2006 encounter with Trump, which he denies. For his part, the former president has been campaigning in his off moments, but he is required to be in court when it is in session. And a growing number of cities are passing tax increases to expand access to childcare. Last year, New Orleans added more than 1,000 childcare seats for low-income families after voters approved a historic property tax increase. In Whatcom County, Washington, a property tax increase added $10 million for childcare and children's mental health to the annual budget. A marijuana sales tax approved last year by voters in Anchorage, Alaska, will generate more than $5 million for early childhood programs. One reason for the trend, people saw the economic impact of a lack of childcare during the pandemic, a crisis that continues for some families. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Ruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net. This update is sponsored by M3 Wireless and M3 Fiber, your best choice for internet service in the Thumb of Michigan, with low-income plans starting at $30 a month. For more information, go to m3isp.com.